I think there was a day and time where women had to fight, you know, and try and get out of that glass ceiling. And so there was probably a lot of more aggressive approaches that maybe someone took that they felt perhaps that they needed to take. So, you know, with Girl Gone Gorgeous, it's really about taking back control of you as a woman. And it's really characterizing what you feel, what perhaps you grew up with.
Welcome to the Who You Know Show, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. Today, we're sitting down with Marie Diaz, and we just got done with the Not On Our Watch Texas event, and it was pretty exciting, and I want to welcome you to the stage.
Oh, thank you, Trevor. It was fabulous. I think that what we talked about today is so important for people to know.
So what's your involvement with the group? Tell me a little bit about that.
So I know Rebecca. I met Lisa Beth through Rebecca. And, you know, I'm just getting involved. So I'm so excited. You know, one of the messages today was about engaging, kind of mobilizing and making sure you share it. And so they are power women. And so they are, in meeting them, I own a company called CEO Clubs Worldwide.
Okay.
And in that program, or in my company, we have just started and kicked off a program called Girls Gone Gorgeous.
Oh, okay. What's that about?
Yes. And so what that's about is women leading women with power and influence. And it's a mentor-protege type program where women are actually helping other women escalate who they are as a person today, and then helping them grow for tomorrow. But part of that program is mentoring other girls to help them grow up and be what, and talk to what a woman is supposed to be in leadership and making a difference. And so a lot of times, I think in this day and time, and they talked about a little bit today, social media is raising our kids. And parents are allowing their teachers even to raise the kids. And so it's a new day, it's a new time. And now with Girl Gone Gorgeous, it's about understanding that gorgeous is not on the outside. Gorgeous is actually understanding who you are on the inside so you can impact. And so, yeah, I'm real excited about the program.
Yeah, I like what you were saying about helping other women, because I heard somebody not too long ago, I don't know if you're familiar with her, her name's Heather Monahan. She's one of the top keynote speakers in the world. She's a big name anyway. She has a book that she wrote, and she was talking about, you know, this crabs in a bucket mentality with women, and she said you hear all about equality in the workplace and things like that, and men make more and this and that, but she said she always saw women pulling other women down. So it wasn't necessarily the men holding them back, it was the other women holding them back. And so she just was talking about coming together and some of the like programs like you're talking about, where women are helping each other instead of, you know, pulling each other down. Where do you think some of that comes from?
I think there was a day and time where women had to fight, you know, and try and get out of that glass ceiling. And so there was probably a lot of more aggressive approaches that maybe someone took that they had to, that they felt perhaps that they needed to take. So, you know, with Girl Gone Gorgeous, it's really about taking back control of you as a woman, and it's really characterizing what you feel, what perhaps you grew up with. You know, they say that you're a byproduct of your life experiences. And so if you had no experience of how to be a good woman or how to be a leader, then you're only doing or spitting out, if you, I hate to use that kind of analogy, but you're only doing what you know.
Right.
Because you don't know what you don't know. So with Girl Gone Gorgeous, it's about identifying, well, let's identify who you are today and what you've learned. Because know thyself, Socrates, right? And so once you can identify with knowing who you are and how you've led, and then understand where you need to be in the future so you can accomplish your goals and dreams, then it helps you understand how to bridge that gap. So with Girl Gone Gorgeous, You know, it's based on the premise that the greatest power on earth is a concept or an idea that can help inspire others to be greater than who they are, to lead and motivate others, but ultimately to help others achieve their goals. And so that crab effect that you talked about, I hear that often, and it's a shame, because I think that you don't have to hurt someone or push them down just to get above them.
I think it comes from like a scarcity mindset, like there's only so much room at the top, like there's not room for all of us. You also see it a lot in comedy comedians, like we're seeing Cat Williams now, he's going after people, this, that, and the other. He's kind of the trending topic right now. But in certain cultures and certain demographics and certain scenarios, you see this where it plays out, where it's like not a team sport.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a team sport. It's like I have to be the best, and if I'm not the best, I'm going to try to pull everybody down with me.
Right.
That type of mentality, because there's only so much spot at the top. Mm-hmm. You know? Which isn't true.
You're right. There's room for everyone. You know, in this day and time, entrepreneurship, getting to where you want to be, and being your unique self, not being a copycat. Mm-hmm. Because, but you know, again, I go back to, if you don't know what you don't know, you're just going to practice what other people are doing, or you feel like it's a doggy dog type world.
Right.
So all cutthroat. You really have to go beyond maybe those type of thoughts, and I call it working through a growth mindset. Those are mindsets, but you know, thinking about what is your mindset that you can adopt yourself that helps you get beyond some of that negativity.
Yeah,
I tend not to think about those kind of things.
Yeah. Okay. So talk to me about, because you've got you're an entrepreneur. You've got accolades from Ernst & Young, Inc. 500. I mean, you're very successful. You've done a lot of things. What are some of the skill sets that you're going to help with this initiative with Not On Our Watch Texas?
Yeah, with Beyond Our Not On Our Watch Texas, what I love about the concept, Not On Our Watch. And when you can identify with, there's another little saying that I really love, is when you take care of the minutes, the hours take care of themselves.
Say that one again.
When you take care of the minutes, the hours take care of themselves.
Okay.
So Not On My Watch Texas is kind of a clock and a system mindset. And so what I love about it is it's a call to action.
Mm.
So when you have call to actions, people actually do. With Lisa Beth, oh my gosh, what a dynamic, wonderful woman. And, you know, she's great to follow because her heart and passion and purpose is something that's for our children. Right? There are future leaders, but inevitably it's also helping the person, because that person's identifying with commitment. They're also identifying with a goal and purpose, and they're being passionate really about leaders leading leaders. And so future leaders for sure. So I just love it. I love who she had today. Just phenomenal panel.
Rebecca, yeah, in the panel. Yeah, very good.
But yeah, Rebecca is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I love her book. I see her as a future congresswoman, a future someone who's going to be making things happen. I just love it.
Yeah.
Because we need people like that. She's not. She has a voice. She has a strong voice. She's not afraid to talk about her past. You know, a lot of people, you know, I say know thyself, you might know yourself, but you don't want to tell. You don't want to air it to the public, but why not? No one's made perfect, right?
It's funny we're talking about this because, again, Heather Monahan, I was talking with her about, she talks about the way to get rid of shame is to shine a light on it and to claim your shame. That's how she puts it, claim your shame. That way the enemy doesn't have your story. You have your story.
You have your story.
And you can create the narrative, and you can have your own spin on it or what have you. But if the enemy has it, okay, they can use it against you. And especially if you haven't already owned it, the enemy can twist that around against you and really hurt you with it. So, yeah, she says shine a light on it.
shine a light, and that's probably why I adore her so much. She's so positive. She's a woman of God, and you know, Girl Gone Gorgeous talks about 20 women in the Bible that had these characteristics that helped impact not just who they were married to, a single or whatever, and things that are still impacting us today. So I feel like Rebecca is just going to be that voice, and so I with her and Lisa Beth, I mean, I think that's they're going to do amazing things.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to see where this goes. I was at the Austin event, and it was amazing, and today's event was awesome as well, so I'm excited to see where this goes and support it any way that I can. And tell the audience where they can connect with you, and what are some things that you have going on right now that maybe something you'd like to highlight, promote, anything mm-hmm. that you have going on, a book, course, anything you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm Marie Diaz. I'm the Chief Visionary Officer for CEO Clubs Worldwide. And I was mentioning a little earlier, we've got our new program called Girl Gone Gorgeous. So if you'd like some information on that, you can email me at inspirationist at CEO-Clubs Worldwide.
Awesome. Well, guys, that's the show. It's all about who ya know. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about Who You Know.